Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Aussie Blanco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. The ball gets by Williams. He chases the ball to the backstop. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Spikes trying to get to home. Bumbrey throws the ball into Williams, who tags Spikes, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Blanco moves to second. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blanco. The throw from Williams and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Davis reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball towards right. Spikes catches it and throws to second to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer moves to second. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyndman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyndman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritsch hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bellinger. Hydeman moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hydeman moves to third. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair bunts towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanco hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Don Baylor pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Broimer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hydeman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 4 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 4 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanco hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 4 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Powell reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Boog Powell. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gritch strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Robinson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.